Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Tuesday to you. What's going on? Nice to have you here. Big week. Really good week. Lots to get to. Why don't you join us? Jump in here. Take part. Let's get it. 1-800-636-8686. Open phones in hour number one. My interviews do not begin until hour number two. Program brought to you today and every day by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. If you know what you want to talk about, you should call me right now. Do not wait on the open. It's Tuesday, so probably I will hit on the Monday night matchup and a lot more. But if you already know what you want to cover, if you want to hit on something from over the weekend, maybe something happened on the program yesterday, you want to go off the board, it's all good. Just make sure you come in here. You know what you want to talk about. Have it ready for Adam Hawk, the EP. He's going to screen your phone call. He's going to ask you what you want to cover. Dial now, 1-800-636-8686. You know, I've got another option for you, too. If you want to get a rep in, if you're worried about playing on the big stage, if you know everybody's listening and that it goes badly, you might get clowned hard. Here's another option. Call our voicemail. Get a rep in there. You might even get used on the podcast. Here is another telephone number for you. Put it in your phone. It's a direct way to get to me. Fact, 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. That is a direct dial to me. If you call that number right now, I'm not going to pick up. I'm on the air. If you call that number off hours, I might pick up. Every once in a while, some of you are like, yo, Van Smack, is that you? Yeah. Hello? Can I help you? What do you need? So you've got two numbers, the toll-free number, which puts you on the air live, and the 949 number, which puts you into a voicemail unless I pick up. Meantime, follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Maybe you're already a part of the JTP. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, haveitake.com. First hour is open. Coming up in hour number two, Brandon Tierney, CBS Sports Radio co-host of Tiki and Tierney. Good buddy of the program joins us. Top of the second hour, we talk New York football. Anthony Walker, a linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, also in hour number two. And in the third hour, Rays outfielder Johnny Davis. That's how this show sets up. All right, so last night, let's talk Monday Night Football. Last night was a pretty horrible night for the Gruden family. Jay Gruden got his ass kicked on national television. John Gruden played a part in that. Because in case anybody forgot, John Gruden was the guy who traded Khalil Mack. And in case anybody forgot, Khalil Mack is really good at football. Because Khalil Mack does things like this.
Second and eight. Here's Keenan in trouble. And down he goes.
Ball.
Oh. Ball is out and he covers it up. It's Khalil Mack on the sack at Case Keenum.
Uh-oh. Bears Radio. Khalil Mack does things like that, and Khalil Mack does things like this.
In the gun is Case Keenum. Thompson in the backfield. Bell high long snap. Drops back. He's hit the ball jarred free. It's bouncing. It's rolling. It's loose. And who's got the ball? It's Chicago!
Westwood won on that call. Two sacks. Two forced fumbles. And he had another sack and fumble called back because of a penalty. That would have been three sacks and three forced fumbles. That's an entire season for a lot of guys. And he did it in one game. Better yet, Khalil Mack did that in the first half. Jay Gruden had to be watching that and wondering what the hell his brother John Gruden was thinking when he traded that guy. Like, what's up with you, brother? Especially since the guy that he traded did not ask for a trade, nor was he looking to leave.
Khalil Mack didn't want to play here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did, John. And I'm pretty sure Jay was pumped that John was personally responsible for nearly getting Jay fired on the spot last night. Thanks, bro!
Thanks, John.
Yeah!
However, it wouldn't be fair to put this all on the Gruden bros. I mean, yeah, it was a terrible look for anybody and everybody with the last name Gruden. But that was a terrible night for Washington on the whole. Actually, it would be a terrible night for any other team. But for Washington, it was just a night. It's what they're used to. It's who they are. It's what they do. It's where they live. It's been like that for a long time. It probably will always be like that. I mean, it's not exactly a well-kept secret that the Redskins are absolute garbage on Monday night. Last night's 31-15 loss meant they have dropped 7 straight home Monday night games. That is the second longest home losing streak on Monday night. So, Washington has the second longest home losing streak on Monday night. I know what you're thinking. Man, who's got the longest? They must be horrible. The answer is Washington. They have this current 7-game streak, and they've got a 10-game streak that came before it. They're 1-17 at home on Monday night. The hell is the league doing letting the Redskins anywhere near Monday night with a record like that? Actually, I've got a better question. The hell is the league doing letting the Redskins near any game Monday, Sunday, Thursday, etc.? I mean, at this point, I've got to ask, what is the point? What are they doing? I mean, seriously, what are they doing right now? Miami takes all this heat for tanking, and they should. But Washington is this bad, and they're not even tanking. They're trying. And they were still getting hammered 28-3 in the first half at home on Monday night. In fact, I could actually argue that while the Dolphins might be the worst NFL team ever, the Redskins situation might be even worse. While it guarantees nothing, the Dolphins at least have a bleep ton of picks. What do the Redskins have? Like Scary Terry and a bunch of garbage.
Garbage.
This is who Washington is. This is what they are as a franchise. And this is what they have been for a long time. Garbage.
Garbage.
From top to bottom. We're in the 6th year of Jay Gruden's run. He's been to the playoffs once. Any other serious organization with a serious fan base would see something like that and make a move a long time ago. Washington, though, just acts like it's not even happening. They pretend it's not happening, and they simply hope that nobody notices, except people are. Attendance is falling. Interest is practically non-existent, and yet nothing changes. At this point, I'm not sure what's worse, the organization and how it runs, or the apathy and the fact that nobody seems to give a damn. Like, I know the fans are over it because they're not showing up. The front office doesn't really seem to mind either because they're not doing anything to fix it. It doesn't really seem to bother anybody, does it? Except for defensive end Jonathan Allen, who said after the game that the team has got talent, but what does talent really matter?
You can look at the worst team in the NFL. Every team has talent. That means absolutely you don't win games with talent. Simple as that. There ain't no magic sauce to get the thing turned around and doing the little things right. You're not going to support us now, which you shouldn't, because we're playing like mother. I don't know what you want me to tell. So don't support us now, don't support us later. We going to circle the wagons in this mother. We going to get right. Believe that.
Well, man, Jonathan, I like the attitude. I do. I like that you're owning it. I like the attitude. I just wish that I could believe in it. Because getting bleep right in Washington is not just about the players. It's about everything in that organization. And that organization has got a way of taking pretty good things and making them really bad things. Like, if Thursday Night Football was a team, it would be the Redskins. If the phrase, world of suck,
living in a world of suck,
was a team, it would be the Redskins. Like, Case Keenum, I mean, nobody's ever going to say Case Keenum is Patrick Mahomes. But Case Keenum is a solid enough quarterback. And he's been pretty solid through the first 2 games. But then the Washington kicked in. 5 turnovers last night, like this one, which was totally and completely amateur hour.
Keenum is under center, shy of the 15, gets the ball, tries to leap, knock the ball away as he was leaping over the pile. It's loose, it's rolling, and Chicago is recovered. Chicago is recovered. The quarterback and a keeper trying to leap over the pile on a 4th-and-1 with the ball extended with both hands, and it was punched out. And it was punched out and rolled backwards. And Chicago recovered. Keenum's 5th Redskins turnover.
I mean, he was trying to go over the top for first down, but in reality, he was just handing the ball to Chicago. It's a rookie move. It's a high school move. Here, you want this? I don't want it. Here, you take it. I don't need it. That's a rookie move. It's a high school move. Then again, Washington is a rookie organization, a high school organization. Everything about that organization is amateur hour. From the fact that they're god-awful on Monday night to the way they welcome my guy, London Fletcher, to the Ring of Honor by misspelling his name on the scoreboard. London Fletcher. My man goes to 4 Pro Bowls. He starts 112 straight games for your team. An all-time Redskin great. And you misspell his name on the Jumbotron? How high school of them. FIU's Ronald Berkman and President Madik cannot believe how badly Washington screwed that up.
On behalf of President Madik, I'm glad to welcome you all and to welcome Isaiah Thompson as FIU's basketball coach.
President Madik is like, hey, whoa, leave me the hell out of this, Fan Smack. That was all Berkman. Listen.
Isaiah Thompson.
When you hire a guy like Isaiah Thomas at a school like that, you're doing it for the name entirely. For the name. So maybe you don't butcher the guy's name.
Isaiah Thompson.
Isaiah Thompson. So when you're putting somebody into the Ring of Honor, same thing goes. The name is the only thing that matters. They apparently got it right in the Ring of Honor and yet somehow managed to mangle it on the scoreboard. It's not like Fletcher is some overly complicated name either. It's pretty straightforward. And he was pretty much the last good thing to happen to that organization. But as good as he is, even London Fletcher cannot overcome the Washington-ness of this organization. Remember, Dan Snyder is a guy who Stephen Jones called a, quote, visionary. Let me tell you something. The only visionary I saw in that stadium last night was the dude who got caught on camera stirring the Gatorade with a sleeve of cups. Have you seen this? This guy went into a jug of Gatorade, stirred the entire brew with a sleeve of cups. That was so Washington. Like, you see that and you think, man, that is disgusting. That is disgusting. That's what you think. I see that and I think Washington. I see that and I think visionary. Other teams might go with a guy who's got a big old paddle or a wooden spoon. Not Washington. They're the only team that would somehow have an employee stirring the bucket with a sleeve of cups. Yo, my man, why not just stick your entire arm in there and give it a spin? Roll up your sleeve, get in there. Or better yet, you know what? Take off your shoe, roll up your pants leg, and get in there and do it with your leg. You got to make that cup stirrer the owner. Get this thing right. If not, I'm not even sure you're most positive person. The most positive person in the organization is my man Vernon Davis. I'm not even sure that he can spin this dumpster fire that Daniel Snyder has created into a positive thing.
I think they did a great job against us. They came in here with a lot of energy. So I told the guys that we have to turn it up. These guys are ready to beat us. They want to win.
Vernon, did they do a great job? Because you guys crushed them. You beat them 48-3.
We beat them. They just, they hurt themselves by mistakes. That's all it is. I mean, they were a great team. They played us good. The coverage was pretty good. I got a little frustrated in the beginning because they were doubling me and disguising their coverage. We beat them by a lot of points, but I think they still did a tremendous job.
My man, I'm glad they played as well as they did, because if they had played poorly, it would have gotten really ugly.
Yeah.
There's a conversation I had with Vernon Davis in 2011. And he was going on about how awesome Tampa Bay was. I said, yeah, but you won 48-3. It's a good thing they were that good, or it would have got really ugly, my man. My point is, I'm not even sure that Vernon Davis could spin this positively. What a disaster. That's Monday night. How these guys get anywhere near Monday night, I have no idea, especially at home. 1-800-636-8686. And I've got to think that Jay Gruden had to be like, thanks, bro! Yeah, thanks for sending
y'all.
Khalil Mack
here.
The guy literally had an entire season in the first half against us.
Khalil Mack didn't want to play here.
First of all, I wouldn't blame him if he didn't want to play there. But the thing is, he did want to play there. He just had the audacity to expect market value. And why not? Have you seen what this guy does on a football field? In other words, Thanks, bro.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
Brother.
1-800-636-8686. All right, in addition to that, other NFL notes. Everybody's fired up on Kyle Allen. Understandably so. He looked great this weekend. We had him in studio not long ago. He showed up here. Great. I understand that. I would not be rushing to cut Cam Newton just yet, however. Mike Gundy doing what Mike Gundy does. Daniel Cormier may fight again. All of this coming up. And some quick reaction before we go to break. Rome, the NBA should schedule games like the NFL and feature the Grizzlies and the Cavs on Christmas. Signed, Jeremiah in Greenville. Jim, the Redskins looked out of place at Monday Night Football. Regards, Adam Sandler at the Academy Awards. Drew in West L.A. Oh, man, Adam Sandler was trending all morning long. Hey, Drew, how do you crack a guy that said he'd put me in a movie and then did? You know how much money I've made off that movie? Like $30? Well, that's not fair. I made wage the day that I shot, and then all the residual checks, the royalty checks, total about $30. So stop taking food off my plate. Rome, London's name look fine to me. Sincerely, Kurt Cousins.
Kurt is obviously an important part of our organization, and our goal was to sign Kurt to a long-term contract.
It's such a good point, Damasio. If that same organization could not get Kirk, how was
Kirk
it going to get Flector? This is what I said. High school. Rookie organization, high school organization. You don't know your quarterback's first name, and it's got four letters? You put a guy in the Ring of Honor, one of your best players ever, one of your proudest players ever, and you can't get his name right on the Jumbotron? Man, they're embarrassing. Top to bottom, they just are. When we return, how about a phone call? Get this thing going. I mean, I've done my job. What do you say you do your job? Listen, what do you want when you're craving protein or you need some energy? Before I answer that, let me tell you what you don't want. You don't want a bar. You don't want a sugary snack. You don't want an energy drink. What you want is beef, pure and simple. Where is the beef? It's in a package of Old Trapper beef jerky. Old Trapper is not your dad's jerky. It's not shriveled, dry, tasteless. Old Trapper beef jerky is made from lean strips of steak, quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire. So it's tender, it's tasty, it's not tough. So why is it so good? Because of the company. Old Trapper is a 50-year-old family business known for its relentless commitment to quality. They take smoked beef very seriously. You can taste it in every single bite. Old Trapper is packed with protein, and it comes with four amazing flavors to satisfy all your cravings. Quality smoked meat at its finest that goes with you wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach, wherever. Just look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You'll see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening.
Next topic, Eagles football. First this. You ever get in your car and it won't start? Yep, been there. Dead battery. Last thing you want during the cold months is a dead battery. One out of four batteries will fail this winter. Will yours be one? Get yours tested for free during the Superstar Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your battery needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has got the Superstar Battery just for your car, your truck, or your SUV. You know you can trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professionals know what it takes to get the job done right. They will check your battery for free, but they'll also check your alternator and your starter for free, and your wiper blades, bulbs, and engine lights as well. O'Reilly can resurface your drums and your rotors, loan you tools, build you a custom hydraulic hose. Did I mention they even mix paint? Pretty awesome, right? Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years, and so can you. Find out for yourself. Go to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Check it out for yourself. 1-800-636-8686. Taking telephone calls. Let's see. Short segment. So let me go to Copyright Hills. There's only one guy. That's like a population of one. Copyright Hills. The latest census has one person living in Copyright Hills. Rich. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, man, Smack. It's an honor. It's a beautiful day in the jungle. You know why? It's Bills Patriots Week once again. One of the 2 weeks each season that I really look forward to, just as much as Raider Mike looks forward to another W this season. He might not see it. First off, Rome, congratulations are in order for Tom Brady on a great career. But it's over this Sunday. He's going to be taken out by Buffalo's defense. The Bills' D are far beyond legit. It is stacked to the hill, Romy. Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Ed Oliver, Tremaine Edmonds, Tre'Davious White. Brady will know all of these names very intimately come Sunday evening. Why? Because nobody circles up the wagon like the Bills. The score, 24-13. Then the Bills go on to a minimum of 8-0, win the AFC. Why? Because it started early in August, Rome. The Bills believe again. War Boomer Sooner, War Randall the Stalker, and War, I've got a feeling. Buffalo's going to the Super Bowl. I've got a feeling. Buffalo.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Hey, Rich, I got a feeling. I got a feeling you're done. Stop selling my merchandise. I'll allow that once, but you can't circle back and try to keep singing that song. All right, so far be it from me to come in here with that wet blanket and throw it on the Bills Mafia. Listen, I tweeted it myself, and I meant it then, and I mean it right now. The NFL is so much better when the Bills are undefeated. Hell, the entire world is so much better when the Bills are undefeated. They get to 3-0. The Patriots, who are still the team to beat in the conference, although you might argue that it's Kansas City, they're coming in and they're undefeated. And as always, they're pissed and they've got a chip on their shoulder. Bills Mafia, you got your work cut out for you now. I see you. I see that defense. I love that secondary. We had Jordan Poyer on yesterday. I think they've got the potential to be pretty special. I love the way they fly to the football. I love the way they communicate. I love that unit. I really do. That said, I don't think that Tom Brady is losing any sleep over it. Not yet. They are 3-0. If you want to look at the numbers, teams that start 3-0 in the Super Bowl era make it to the playoffs way more often than not at better than a 70% clip. I'm not saying even they have to beat the Patriots this weekend to make the postseason. I'm saying this might go badly for them, maybe. Maybe. And they still may be a postseason team. I love what I'm seeing. It's all going to come down to Josh Allen, right? And his decision-making ability. He still makes bad decisions, but he makes fewer of them than he did last year. And we know what he can do when he's right. Bills Mafia, is it your time? You've had fast starts before. You've seen them blow apart and have your soul snatched. Is this year different, Mafia? And if it is different, why is it different? And are you ready for the Pats? Is this a winnable game? Have you come that far that quickly that you can win this game right now? Because let me tell you this. If they shock the world and they win that game, look the hell out. Did you see how loud that stadium was against the Bengals where they had to grind out a tough win? You imagine the hysteria? Do you imagine the tables that are going to get exploded? I mean, never mind beefing up security and doubling security. You're going to have to throw a hell of a lot more money at that if they do the Patriots this weekend. But it's a big ask. That's a very tall order. That's a very big ask. But this is why the Bills fans are the best. Man, they get that small taste. They get a little taste of success, and they assume that 3-0 is 8-0. And they're ripping down goalposts. They're partying in the streets, and they've beaten the Patriots and beaten them down. Hey, man, this is an enormous opportunity, one of the biggest opportunities in recent years. I love the confidence. I love the swagger. Bring it, Mafia. Let me hear you. It's Tuesday. It's Patriots week. Is this your week? Is this your season? Are you not only going to make the postseason, are you going to make it and make a run, a deep run? 1-800-636-8686. Rich in Copyright Hill is getting us started. When we come back, I do want to talk about the Eagles. Brandon Tierney, top of the hour. Colts linebacker Anthony Walker, next hour. Rays outfielder Johnny Davis in the third hour. Jim Rohn podcast tomorrow. One of my all-time favorites, Barry Zito, is going to be in the podcast. Barry's got a book out, an amazing book, actually. Very raw, very real. And we'll talk to Barry Zito. That is going to be tomorrow. Make a note of that. And again, let me hit you with a phone number. If you're not ready to call this program and you want to get a rep or two in on our voicemail, put this in your phone. It's a direct dial to me, 949-385-0447, 949-385-0447. And now, here is your sports update. Andrew Bogish steps in.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rohn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, it is an NFL on CBS doubleheader day with a full day of games, including the Bills and Pats. We are already into this one. Bills and Pats, and they'll chase that with the Vikings and the Bears in a key NFC North battle. It all begins with our team previewing the day's games on the NFL Today at noon Eastern on CBS. I will be there for that. Looking forward to getting back to New York. As you know, I do that almost every other week during the NFL season, so I will be back on the NFL on CBS. So make sure you watch that pregame show, 12 noon Eastern and 9 Pacific. This email reads, "Dear London Flector, welcome to the party, pal. Regards, giving it up for Vince."
Please give it up for Vince.
Clay.
Vince.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Imagine Irv saying give it up for the most popular Dodger ever. Vince.
Please give it up for Vince.
Vince Cully.
Please give it up for Vince.
That's like, and once you're done giving it up for Vince, give it up for Sander Koufax.
Please give it up for Vince.
And as soon as you're done giving it up for Sander, give it up for all-time great Mark Piazza.
Please give it up for Vince.
And once you're done giving it up for Mark Piazza, give it up for former pitching great John Newcomb.
Please give it up for Vince.
And once you're done taking a hat off for John Newcomb, please give it up for Orville Hershiser.
Please give it up for Vince.
Vince? And then when you're done, please give it up for Todd Lasorda.
Please give it up for Vince.
Eric from the Big Easy with that reset. Hey, Jim, I could have used my feet to stir the Gatorade. Regards, the grape-smashing chick who fell and busted her leg.
Oh, 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 ow, 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 oh, stop, oh, stop, oh, 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 I can't breathe, stop.
Hurt
no.
Much?
Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's Ouch. Hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Boy, gosh, I hope she's okay.
Yeah, but she's not.
Okay.
Mm. Mike in Buffalo helping him. War Buffalo Bills security guards yelling, "Get!" to foreign objects landing on the field on Sunday. Okay, Hawk, that's twice now. That's twice now you've given me an email from a guy that I blocked. Three times and you're out, Hawk. We blocked this guy.
Fuck!
He's no longer permitted to email the program. Hawk, Mike in Buffalo, this is not hard. You're making your job way harder than it is. All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles, they're not off to a good start. The team is banged up. They're already in trouble. Now, the fans are something else. Eagle fan really is something else, truly. No one like them. There have been some legendary Eagle fans throughout the years. Now, this is not going to be a take where I pile on Eagle fan. Where I bring up the fact that Eagle fans booed Santa Claus, and they cheered while Michael Irvin lay motionless on the turf. I mean, they don't know if this guy's paralyzed, or they don't know if this guy's dead, but they were cheering. They weren't going to wait to find out. Look, I know, Philly fans, those incidents were a long, long time ago, and people who are not from Philly could never understand, much less understand why you were booing Santa. And you're right about that. Nobody understands why you were booing Santa, unless you were trying to make him a better Santa. You know, like when you were booing one of the greatest third basemen ever, Mike Schmidt, because you were trying to make him better. That's always been your reason for booing Mike Schmidt. We're just trying to make him better, Rome. You don't get it. You're not from Philly. Nobody gets it. I know. Look, I'm not here to crack on Philly fan. In fact, I'm here to celebrate Philly fan. I'm here to celebrate you, Philly fan, because in the last few years alone, you have given the world so many amazing moments, like when the local news found Bernard English in 2015 after the Eagles beat the Saints.
When Muhammad Ali was down, did you count him out? When Jiminy Cricket was down, did you count him out? This is the comeback, Doug. 2-3. Did you see DeMarco Murray? This is the game, Doug.
Man, my man, losing his mind and going all WWE after watching Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray beat the Saints en route to a 7-9 season, which ultimately cost Chip Kelly his gig. But try telling that to Bernard. How awesome was that? DeMarco Murray. He's laying it on the line and nearly blowing out his vocal cords, celebrating DeMarco Murray and Jiminy Cricket.
This is the game, Doug! Woo!
And that's not all. It's not a one-off, because there was the Super Bowl season that saw fans literally eating horse crap. That's a dude eating horse crap. And you're not a fan unless you're willing to go there. Plus, how about that time the city needed to apply grease to light poles so that nobody would climb them and get hit in the head with tomahawked Grey Goose bottles?
Oh, I got that on video.
It's a good thing you did, bro. Literally, some dude celebrating the win by climbing a light pole, and somebody hit him with a tomahawk bottle of Grey Goose. Crowned him. Only thing better than that happening was them going way out of their way to prevent it from happening again. So how do you keep people from climbing light poles? It's impossible, right? Unless you hit them with Crisco, and then they can't get up. So there we were. And this weekend comes around. An Eagle fan caught on TV Sunday, losing his mind as the broadcast goes to commercial break with Philadelphia trailing Detroit 27-17.
They're not happy. Get after it.
This dude's losing his mind. But that was not just some random lunatic screaming, "What the bleep are you looking at?" According to reports, that was the dean of admissions at Penn. It's an amazing moment. The dean of admissions in one of the most prestigious schools in America going full Philly fan on national TV. But even that was not the most impressive Eagle fan moment of the weekend. That honor goes to this hero who was at a fire and described the scene.
I seen a guy hanging out the window, you know, screaming that his kids was in there and things like that. So I ran to the back door, see if it was open, and it was. I ran upstairs, and then I was greeted with smoke. I ran back downstairs. By that time, the ladder truck was pulling up, and ironically, one of my old coworkers took the ladder off the truck, raised it up, and was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. Wow. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
All right, so you probably have seen this, or maybe if you haven't, I want to make really certain that you understand what that guy just did. Let me repeat that last part. Quote, "We was catching them, unlike Aguilar."
Unlike Aguilar.
This is such an amazing moment. Think about the focus and the presence of mind. Not to catch babies. Not just to do that. Understand, this place is on fire, and they're literally throwing babies out the window, and this guy is catching them. Imagine the presence of mind. Not to catch the babies as they're being thrown out the window of a burning building, but to take a run at Nelson Aguilar after you do it.
Unlike
again,
Aguilar.
This is a guy who apparently saved children from a burning building, and he's acting like it's no big deal whatsoever. In fact, not only is it not a big deal, it's a smaller deal than Aguilar dropping a pass in the fourth quarter. Catch a child thrown from a burning building, and you're a hero. You're a legend for life. Catch a child thrown from a burning building and then take a shot at an NFL receiver, and then there are no words for that level of legendary. Everybody always wants to talk about leveling up. You cannot level up beyond that. You know what's cooler than saving a life? Saving a life and clowning an NFL player, apparently. I mean, the pettiness involved, the salt, is unreal. All he was missing was capping it off with, "Hey, Nelson, scoreboard, look up at it. Catch the baby with your hands, not your body. Look the baby into your hands. Wrap it up. Don't start thinking about running with that baby until you've caught the baby and secured it. Look the baby all the way in. Don't alligator arm the baby. You're not going to go over the middle to catch that baby." But shout out to Nelson Aguilar for handling it in the greatest way possible. He retweets the video with, quote, "Thank you for being a hero in the community. Would like to invite you and your family to the next home game. Twitter, help me out and get me in touch with him," end quote. What an awesome moment. Like, that's how you take a truckload of salt and you turn it into something sweet. Nothing but respect to that fan and to Aguilar. I do hope the reunion happens. And I hope they spend time together on the Jugs machine. Philly fan's the greatest. Philly fan is absolutely the best. Seriously.
We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
This guy's like so matter of fact. They were throwing babies out of a burning building, and we were catching them. Unlike Aguilar.
We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
Are you kidding? This guy, like, he wasn't so caught up in the moment, like, losing his mind, losing his head. It was terrifying. It was horrible. I'm just so glad I could be here. This guy was so matter of fact. Yeah. You know, that building was on fire. They were throwing kids out the window. We were catching them. Unlike Aguilar.
We was catching them. Unlike Aguilar.
I'm telling you, Eagle fan. My two favorite Eagle fans now, that guy and Bernard. And I'm not sure in which order.
When Muhammad Ali was down, did you count him out?
No.
When Jiminy Cricket was down, did you count him out?
When they were throwing babies out the window, did you drop them? No.
He was catching them.
But like Aguilar would have. But Aguilar handled that beautifully. That's how you handle that.
DeMarco
Thanks for being
Murray.
A hero. DeMarco Murray, Jiminy Cricket, Nelson Aguilar.
This is the comeback, Doug. 2-3. Did you see DeMarco Murray? This is the game, Doug.
Only Eagle fan has that in the back of his mind. Saving lives, but thinking about Aguilar putting it on the ground. Only an Eagle fan would have that mindset. I do hope that reunion happens. Philly fans are the absolute best. Nothing like them. DJ in Alberta tweets, "Please don't disrespect us by failing to mention that we threw hands on Mike Scott of our hometown 76ers basketball team." Signed Eagle fan. That's true, but he did show up wearing enemy colors. You got respect trying to fight your hometown NBA player who you love, and they do. Brandon Tierney joins me to start hour number two when we come back.